8:50, Blue Oyster Cult, Rocky 99.1, Bubba in the house with my work dad, Jack, who's retiring, worked at in Johnstown for, how many of those 49 years?
Here.
Yeah, how long have you been in Johnstown then? 83.
Like 47 of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man.
I went to, well, I forgot, I went to Weirton, West Virginia for a year and a half. That was stupid.
The strip clubs are good there, though, I think, aren't they?
I didn't.
Come on. How have I taught you anything?
I don't remember a strip club in Weirton, for goodness
sake. Who has taught you the most in radio, would you say?
You had to go across
me?
The river to Steubenville. Yeah, you've taught me so much. That's why I got out.
Hey, but we're just I just wanted to give Jack his props. After you retire after so many years, I think about that down the road when I'm 150, when I'll be able to retire nowadays. Yeah. And it's quite an accomplishment, no matter what you do, whether you're the radio, whether you dig ditches or whatever you do. So it's quite an accomplishment.
And, oh, I got to mention, I was overwhelmed by all the responses on Facebook and texts and emails and things. I mean, honest, you
did
know,
you get, like,
99%
some,
of these people, I have no idea who they are.
Did they send you at least some nudes
or something?
But
I was part of their life.
Nudes, I said.
And you don't know, and that's what's so heartwarming. You don't know. I touched people's lives.
Oh,
unbeknownst to me.
You touched them, all right. All right.
Touching yours.
Here is what I decided. What I wanted to start doing was, like, with the news girls. They're on the news, or the weather girls, TV girls.
Yeah.
I wanted to get them to start calling me and doing, like, a 20 questions with a news girl. So I was going to start with you
first. Oh,
that's
cool.
I wanted to, but the last time I tried to reach out, they didn't even send me. I don't know if they're scared.
They're probably not allowed to.
They're probably scared of me, is what I would say.
You're just a big old teddy bear.
I know, but here we go. So some of my questions for you. Last time you got lucky. See, now I'm going to get you.
What are you doing?
How many chicks did you get just because you're a radio star?
They weren't
none.
All. None. There was
couple,
a few.
A couple, all right. Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't say. No, there was, I couldn't, yes.
Okay.
That was a good answer.
Is it true your daughters actually want me?
I hope not.
Okay. Most embarrassing moment on the air?
Oh, boy. I honestly,
are you drunk this morning?
No, I honestly can't think of any.
Did you ever get in trouble for anything good? I remember one particular thing you got in trouble for.
You mean on air?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say something I didn't mean anything by, and people took it the
wrong way. Well, that happens to us all the time.
Can you say on air what I got in trouble for? What did I get in trouble for?
Don't you remember when you did the chips?
Oh, that.
You got in trouble for getting chips sent here from Snyder?
We had a party at the station. I said, Rick Shepherd was on with me at the time, and I said, what are you bringing to the party? And he said, I think I'm just going to get some chips. And the guy from Snyder, the Snyder driver, called me and says, I'll bring you some chips. And the president of our company was listening.
And we aren't allowed to do that because there's rules about that.
Right, right. Plugola.
Have you ever made out with chicks in the studio or the office?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. What won't you forget?
Not recently.
No, not recently,
okay.
Obviously. What won't you forget?
About making out with...
No, about,
see,
about working here.
Your questions are confusing.
I know, but that's part of it. What won't you forget about working here? About working in radio?
Oh, I think I said this in one of my interviews on TV or newspaper, that I think the thing I won't forget is the change in the technology from... I was queuing records and...
Yeah.
And then we went through the whole thing, and we thought CDs were cool, compact discs back when they came out.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, now we got everything, you know.
Digitized.
You can get anything anywhere now.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, congrats, Jack, on a retirement.
Thank you. I want the Tribune. There's a
Oh,
nice
yeah. I wanted to give them a plug. Thanks for the Trib. They're covering it. Also, JC covered it the other day.
Oh, yeah. And here's, they got a nice picture of me on. It's right across from the obituary page.
I thought that was classic.
There you go. But thank you one and all again. I said all my thank yous on Key the other day. But, Bubba, honest, it's been a pleasure working with you. You're a true professional, and you care, and you work. He works so hard behind the scenes, you have no idea.
I don't know that I've ever been called a professional, though.
Well, there you go. This is a big day for
you. Thank
you.
That was nice. All my best. 49 years. It was great to know you, even though we used to be competitors in stations. But now being all together.
Radio family.
Everybody's
now.
Just all the same thing.
Exactly.
Man, it's lots of love. So, happy retirement, Jack Michaels.
Thank you, my friend.
Bubba on the Rocky Wake Up Show.
Rocky 99.1 rocks the Laurel Highlands.